यशोदा यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रगटाचार्य समान के श्री भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रगटाचार्य भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। नामाचार्य दास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद जादेत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तविंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपनाथ श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद गिरिवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। मथुरा धाम की जय। मायापुर धाम की जय। गंगा मई की जय। जमुना मई की जय। तुलसी देवी की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। साम वेद भक्त बिंद की जय। ऑल गुड टू समझ उठी ऑल गुड टू समझ उठी ऑल गुड टू ऑल गुड गुरु गुरु गोविंद शिष्य राधा गोपनाथ की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। टुडे आई एम रीडिंग फ्रॉम चैतन्य चैतन्यमृत मध्य लीला चैप्टर 19 वर्स 151 ब्रह्मांडे ब्रह्मते कौन भाग्यवान जीव गुरु कृष्ण कृपा गुरु कृष्ण प्रसादे पाए भक्ति लता बीज ब्रह्मांड भ्रमिते कौन भाग्यवान जीव गुरु कृष्ण प्रसादे पाए भक्ति लता बीज ब्रह्मांड भ्रमते कौन भाग्यवान जीव गुरु कृष्ण प्रसादे पाए भक्ति लता बीज। भाग्यवान जीव कृष्ण प्रसाद पाए भक्ति लता बीज। ब्रह्मांड भ्रमते को माता जी कृष्ण प्रश्न माता जी नमाणे भवते कोए भाग्यवान जीव कृष्ण कृष्ण प्रसादे पाए भक्ति लता बीज। ब्रह्मांडे भ्रमिते वांडरिंग इन द यूनिवर्स कौन सब भाग्यवान मोस्ट फॉर्चुनेट जीव लिविंग बीइंग गुरु ऑफ द स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर कृष्ण ऑफ कृष्ण प्रसादे बाय द मर्सी पाय गेट भक्ति लता ऑफ द क्रीपर ऑफ द डिवोशनल सर्विस बीज द सीड। Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. According to their karma, all living entities are wandering throughout the entire universe. Some of them are being elevated to the upper planetary system and some are going down into the lower planetary system. Out of millions of wandering living entities, one who is very fortunate gets an opportunity to associate with bona fide spiritual master by the grace of Krishna. By the mercy of both Krishna and spiritual master, such a person receives the seed of the creeper of devotional service. Purpose by Srila Prabhupada. When we speak of Brahmand, we refer to the whole universe or the cluster of many millions of universes. In all universes, there are innumerable planets and innumerable planets living entity. Upon those planets, in the air and in water, there are millions and trillions of living entity everywhere, and they are engaged by Maya in suffering and enjoying the result of their futile activity life after life. This is the position of the materially conditioned living entity. Out of many of these living entities, if one is actually fortunate, Bhagyavan, he comes in contact with the bona fide spiritual master by Krishna's mercy. Krishna is situated in everybody's heart, and if one desires something, Krishna will fulfill one's desire. If the living entity by chance or fortunate comes
in contact with the Krishna conscious movement and wish to associate with that movement, Krishna, who is situated in everybody's heart, gives him the chance to meet bona fide spiritual master. This is called Guru Krishna Kripa Prasade. Krishna is prepared to bestow his mercy upon all living entities. And as soon as the living entity desires the Lord's mercy, the Lord immediately gives him an opportunity to meet a bona fide spiritual master. Such a person is fortified by both Krishna and spiritual master. He is helped from within by Krishna and from outside by spiritual master. Both are prepared to help the sincere living being being free from this material bondage. How one can become this fortunate can be seen in the life of Narad Muni, Srila Narad Muni. In his previous life, he was born of a maid servant. Although he was not born in the prestigious position, his mother was fortunately engaged in rendering service to some Vaishnavas. When these Vaishnavas were resting during the Chaturmasa period, the boy Narad took the opportunity to engage in their service. Taking up compassion upon the boy, the Vaishnava offered him the remnants of their food by serving and obeying their orders. The boy became the object of sympathy for the Vaishnava, and by the Vaishnava's unknown mercy, he gradually became a pure devotee. In the next life, he was Narad Muni, the most exalted of the Vaishnava and the most important guru and acharya of Vaishnavas. Following the footsteps of Narad Muni, this Krishna conscious movement is rendering services to humanity by giving everyone a chance to come in contact with Krishna. If one is fortunate, he becomes immediately related with this movement. Then, by the grace of Krishna, one's life becomes successful. Everyone is dormant. Everyone has dormant Krishna bhakti, love of Krishna, and in the association of good devotee, that love is revealed, as stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 22.107. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sada Kavanaya Sramanadi Suddha Chitta Kariya Udhaya. Dormant devotional service to Krishna is within everyone. Simply by associating with devotee, hearing their good instructions and chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, dormant love for Krishna is awakened. In this way, one acquired the seed of devotional service. Guru Krishna Prasade Paye Bhakti Lata Abhish. Om Ajnana Timrandasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshul Vitamena Tashmai Shri Vancha Kalpataru Vaksha Kirpa Sindhu Vaivicha Patitanam Pavnebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Nama. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Siyadvit Gadhar Sivasudhiko. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Today we are celebrating Srila Prabhupada's appearance day. We are so fortunate that we are connected to this Hare Krishna movement. People are just wasting their time because somehow or other they have not come into contact with the devotee of Hare Krishna movement. It's such a powerful movement. Once a person met me in Marwadi marriage in Kota, and he was follower of Ramakrishna Mission. He was managing director of big company, Basavada. And he told me, "Oh, Maheshwari ji, you are connected with this Hare Krishna movement." In a marriage, I was suited, booted at that time. This is before 30 years. Tilak. Really, I had some very bad impression about this movement. And it's a big story. I don't want to go in that detail, but I told you only one thing. That this movement is like a fireball. You can talk about anything about this movement from distance. But if you will come near this movement, you will get burned. I came in this movement just became member. Oh, I will go out of India and get facilities. By the mercy of Lord, there was court case on 2nd June 1978. And somehow other, 12 o'clock at night, lot of devotee came at my residence because they informed me that all top 11 people were arrested. And I'm a new person, new just before 14th January 1978, I became member of this institution. Otherwise, I was never going to any place. I was so much fed up. My wife was going there, but I was sitting outside the temple. So, this movement is very, very powerful movement. Only sometimes we feel that the people are envious or they are not devotee and we should not talk to them. Actually, people are not envious. They are not, we can't say they are not devotee. They are innocent. We have not told them. Nobody has told them. They have been fooled. Who has guided them? Our parents, what? Our teachers, our politicians, they have guided us. What they have to? Parents will say, "Yes, study. Pass examination. Come in the top in the class. Get good job." Because none of them, they know what is the aim of life. None of them. You make a survey report of 1,000 people and ask them, what is the aim of life? Believe me, not one person can give reply. They are supposed sitting in a car or in a train. Or you ask, "Sir, where are you going?" And if that person says, "Well, I don't know where I am going," it means he is fit for going to send him to Pagalkhana. Everybody is in that position. They don't know. They don't know who is God even. Throughout life, they are going to temples. Srila Prabhupada has given us such a clear-cut idea. We have been fooled when we were in the... last year also I mentioned this point. We were fooled by British people, and they engaged big scholars to find out faults in our Sanatana Dharma Shastra, so that by convincing us that just see so many faults in your Shastra, neither nobody knows what is written in these Shastra, and they were interested only to convert the people to Christianity. What was the motive behind it? And that's why they were calling everything is mythology. When I was in sixth standard, I was reading one story, Miss Sanatan Dharma ki Akhyayikaen, stories of Sanatan Dharma. And if you go to the dictionary meaning of mythology, you will come to know that the mythology means something, some stories which have no base. So they told us in these schools that these are mythology, but these stories have no base. At that time, we were fooled by our own people who are teaching us dharma, artha, kama, moksha. They were only interested on just to get something by worship. Nobody taught us what is bhakti. People were all the time interested only rituals. The definition of bhakti, people were not knowing even. Big scholars have gone out of India. They gave big lectures. People clapped. But you ask them what they have learned. Is there any change in their life? Prabhupada changed life of millions of people around the world. Saptavesh Avatar. He has given something. How lucky we are. How we came into... I was sitting, as I said many times, in a club. And I read in Times of India, Hare Krishna Mandir is opening. And I have gone there. And one person was talking to another person. That's the only philosophy I have heard. That if a person cannot be happy in this material world, just like a fish cannot be happy out of water. You give whatever facility you want to give to the fish out of water, fish will be miserable. In the same way, our soul will not be happy in this material world until unless the soul is connected with the super soul. Atma is connected with Paramatma by chanting the holy name of Lord. This is the only thing I've heard. Somehow I got so much convinced from that day, started chanting. Now I'm so lucky. Getting association of Giriraj Swami, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, and several other top people of the ISKCON movement, because at that time this court case came, and I traveled also around the world, and they gave me so much VIP treatment, and that is the great disadvantage I got it when I asked Maharaj, why I have not made spiritual progress. And he said, for making spiritual progress, one has to become humble. And but you got so much prestige, power, position, respect, all the time with gurus and GVCs and talking to them and advising them. So that thing which is required for for devotional service, humbleness. And until unless one is humble, it's very difficult to make a spiritual progress. So, we have to, now coming to the verse, first of all, we must have desire. Krishna is situated in everybody's heart. And if one desires, Ishvara Sarva Bhutana Hridayasya Arjuntishtiti, hey Arjun, I am sitting in everybody's heart. And yo yathamam prapajante tamstvam bhajam. I will fulfill the desire of that person. We are miser in desiring. Lord is sitting ready to help us. That is our position. We have seen Lord, the story just now given here of Narad Muni, and how by serving the devotees and following their instructions, what a progress one can make. It's not that, oh, Srila Prabhupada was great and we cannot do anything, or Narad Muni was great, or Prahlad Maharaj was great, or Dhruv Maharaj was great. We are here sitting here the only purpose of hearing their kathas. There's some advantage in hearing katha also. But we have got living example of our people, that how people have, by regularly hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, chanting this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, associating with devotees, eating Krishna Prasad, very simple thing. Srila Prabhupada said, by following this system and serving devotees, you can go back to Godhead. You have not to stand on one leg like Dhruva Maharaj. He made Krishna consciousness, bhakti, so simple. Krishna, which was in the clutches of these sadhus or pandas, he took Krishna out and he gave Krishna to everybody around the world. Most of the places throughout in India, you will not find people are reading Bhagavad Gita. You go anywhere, most of the place, they read Ramayana. Bhagavad Gita, they don't read. Bhagavad Gita is the most simple book. It's simple for the simple people and it's complicated for the complicated people. Only teaching us science of soul. Which university and college throughout the world, IIT or MIT, teaching science of soul? And without understanding science of soul, Srila Prabhupada taught us the science of soul. If we can understand the science, and if we give food for our soul, we can be happy in any situation. Today, nobody is happy. That's why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, yet samsara is dukhale ashashvatam. It's not a place for gentlemen to live. Because this is a place where people have come here who were rebellious against Lord. It's like a jail khana. You will not find a jail khana any gentleman. And they are suffering here. Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi, adi dek, adhyatmik, and adi bhautik. But little pleasure, sex pleasure. For that, they are working hard like a donkey throughout their life. That's why it is very, very important to understand how to get the mercy of Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. Krishna is ready. Only question is, we are miser in desiring. And we got a custom of such type of atmosphere. If a person, if a pig is living and pig is eating, you know what he eats? He is happy. Just like Indra was happy. So he was asked to come back. Pig will never like to eat halwa. We got a custom of particular life and we think we are happy, just like Indra was happy. That is why it is very, very essential. These are all sick people. Anybody who is not Krishna conscious, Srila Prabhupada said, they are all sick people. Actually, he used very heavily for words against scientists or Mayabadis, or they are rascals. But when I saw the dictionary meaning of rascal, rascal means they are not ready and willing to follow the instruction stated in Shastra, means they are papi. When people are just doing things what they think this is better, Prabhupada was so compassionate. He himself actually had several, actually there was no cooperation for him, not from cooperation from his wife even, from his children. When he wanted to get married second time, his father told him, please don't do that. You will never be in position to achieve the purpose of life if you get involved in the family life. This is my advice to you. And Prabhupada accepted the advice, and he took this seriously. And after some time he had a problem with his wife. She was not ready and willing to follow the life, the way of life which Prabhupada was accepting. And one day he left. What problem he has got, he has to face in Delhi, in America. How much trouble he has taken. Though he was in Vrindavan, but he was sure that one day, because though he tried in India for 33 years, he was born in 1896. By mercy of Krishna, because there was sincere desire, Bhakti Vinod Thakur has made prophecy that one day Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Maharaj met Srila Prabhupada in 1922. In 1933, he took Diksha. In 1944, he started this Back to God and Magazine. And 1955, he took Sannyas. 1966, he opened ISKCON in America. And 1977, he left. In a short period, he made 108 temples around the world. And in 1 year, he has not even told people that they have to follow. There was a notice board after initiation, people read 8 years, these four regulative principles. He was not, according to time, place and circumstances, he was not very strict, because he knew very well. He knew very well when he has written the poetry in the ship, "Oh Lord, where you are, you have brought me here. What I am going to do? You have given me your name, my name, Bhakti Vedanta. Now please guide me, what I should do. I am ready to do whatever you will say." And he faced so many problems. But Krishna wanted. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, "Sarva dharman partajye mam ekam sharanam bhaj." Come to my shelter. People are studying Bhagavad Gita. There are 600 Bhagavad Gita. But by reading that Bhagavad Gita, they don't know what is the meaning of surrender. Krishna said, "All right, you cannot understand. I will come myself in the form of devotee to teach you what is the meaning of surrender." And Krishna himself came in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada has given us Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nobody was knowing about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Very limited people in the Bengal side. You go to this portion,
Nobody was knowing who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Nagar Pratigram Sarvatta Prachara Vayamuranam. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, now this name, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, has become household name. You go anywhere around the world. Sarvatra Prachara Vayamuranam. Anywhere, any part of the world, you will find Hare Krishnas. The day is not very far. Though, in the beginning, many scientists have very seriously criticized about Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada was also, he used very heavy word against this scientist. But Prabhupada, be sure, you will see, you will not believe, but in a short time you will see that these scientists will accept Shastra like Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. They are intelligent. They are not fools. Nobody has told them up till now. If you tell them, do you mean to say they will not understand what is Atma? Very soon, this movement, you see, this movement is not based on the mercy of some rich people or somebody, you know. This movement, Prabhupada was having 44 rupees, 70 years of age. And from here, he has gone in a ship with two heart attacks, with few books with him. And in short time, he opened so many centers. And how many things Srila Prabhupada has given us. You just in 1 minute I like to mention, it's not the total, but you see, he gave us Krishna, which was in the cupboard of these sadhus, pandas, making money by rituals and dharma, artha, kama, moksha. You do some religious activity and earn money, artha, kama, maja karo, means enjoy, but there is no enjoyment, dukhale asashvatam. So, Srila Prabhupada gave us parampara. Every word, whatever has been spoken by Srila Prabhupada, that's why it is called Yatharup. In 4th chapter, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, oh, this jnana I have given, this knowledge I have given millions of years before to Ikshaku Manu Vivasan. But in the course of time, the parampara has been broken. Arjun, I am telling it to you because you are my friend and devotee. That 4th chapter, 4th verse, question was asked, how can I believe you? Both of us are of the same age. And 5th verse, Krishna said, Arjun, you were there, I was there, you have forgotten everything. I remember it. You have to take birth in material world according to your karma, but I appear according to my desire. And then comes this Yadayeda Dharmasya Glani Paritran Sadhunam Vinasaya Diskritam Dharma Sansthaparata Sambhamam Yugage. To establish religion, give protection to the devotee. Dharma Sansthapana, and to kill demons. I come in this world. But the next slok, I like that slok very much. Prabhupada has given signs that you people may be talking about how to live. Prabhupada has given signs how to die. Janma karma chame divyam jobeti tatvata tatva deham punarjana stuti arjita. This is science of Bhagavad Gita. If you follow it, you have not to take birth again, you will come to me. What you have to do? Chant my name. 8th chapter, 6th verse. What is that? Oh, whoever will chant my name at the time of death,
he will come to. What's that? Antakalachamayada Ismana Mukta Kalibram. Chant my name and you'll come to me. This is science. It's not. You will come to me. Otherwise, what is the use of this Bhagavad Gita? You will come to me positively. I will welcome you. It is so simple. But people cannot understand it because of their pride. That's why Krishna says, that these two people, you know, Brahma Bhimochan Leela, or Indra, they are great, but they were not able to understand because of the pride. If we have pride, we cannot understand what Krishna is saying. Otherwise, it's very simple. Brahma got confused. That Brahman Narad Muni, when he has gone, he was going to Vaikuntha, and that Brahman, the cobbler, says, what Lord was doing when you have gone there? Because Narad Muni informed him, but the two people asked two questions. Brahman asked, what is my, when I will get relief from this material life? And the same question was asked by Brahman, a scholar. And his Lord said, tell Brahman, you will take many, many births to come to me. Because jnani people, bahunam janmante, jnanamanma prapajante, vasudev sarvamiti, sumatma sudarlavam. It's very difficult for the learned people to understand a spiritual subject. Until unless they are devotee of Lord. And the cobbler, he says, this is your last life. Oh, what Lord was doing? Oh, he was passing the elephant from the nail of the needle, from the head of the needle. Really? Brahman says, no, Naraji, you are just bluffing. I can't believe it. But this cobbler said, yeah, what God cannot do? The tree under whom which I am sitting is a banyan tree. The seed is so small. Such a big tree. If he can put such a big tree under such a small seed, what is difficult for him? Narad Muni asked, do you believe? Yes, I believe it. We must have that faith. We have faith in everything in the material world, but we have not got faith in Krishna. In Bible it is said, if you have mustard seed birth of faith in God, you can ask the mountain to get up and go to the ocean. Mountain will get up and go to the ocean. We have faith in material things, and that's why we are working here. This human life is not meant for working. That you will get according to your prarabdha. It's not for working. All right, balance your life. People in grastha ashram, they had to do work. Work means, but work today, total time and telephone, mobile, in the bathroom, in the latrine, and then sleeping or anywhere, 24 hours thinking about business, how to earn money. They fools, they don't know it's already been programmed according to your past karma. And if you want to change your past karma, you will be more miserable. This is all in Bhagavatams. So it is very, very essential for us to take shelter. Srila Prabhupada was pure devotee. He has control, as Upadesha Amritra said, that he has control over his tongue, his mind, words, belly, gentle, and anger. And he has power to make disciples around the world. And he has shown it. The jnana people may be having, but vigyan, Srila Prabhupada has taught us. how to apply in life. It's very simple. It's not that we have to do something very well. That's why I was reading the professor of the Harvard University, Harvey Cox. There is no example in the world, the example which Prabhupada has put. In such a short time, he has changed the life of millions of people around the world. People, the world is completely misdirected. Nobody is directing this world. And Srila Prabhupada has created revolution. Prabhupada has created revolution in this world by only very simple method. And the method is chanting. That is the foundation. Somebody may come and do many things, but until unless he is chanting, he will not understand Krishna. By chanting we will get power. I have not started what I have prepared. Chanting we get the power. Not by money, not by intelligence. How to chant if we can learn that even? Throughout life we are chanting, we don't know how to chant even. How to associate with devotee, how to serve devotee in a humble mood. And for getting ourselves fixed in devotional service, it is very, very essential. Srila Prabhupada has not written these books to sell to them in the market. We have to study these books. We have to read these books regularly. If we are not reading books, we will not make progress. Reading of these books are very, very essential. And if you want to make a spiritual advancement, you have to hear regularly. Reading regularly, hearing regularly, chanting regularly, very, very essential for our spiritual life. Srila Prabhupada never compromise at any cost. In USA, in one of the lecture, one boy got up and said, "I am God." And Prabhupada said, "You are not God, you are a dog." So powerful. Is at one place in India, that was Gita Sambelan, and he was asked to, he was invited to come there. And Prabhupada said, made a general statement, "You people are cheating people in the name of Bhagavad Gita." In Sammelan, he said to the total crowd, so powerful. He, you see, in Japan, one Mayavadi was giving lecture and Prabhupada was invited there. And middle of the lecture, Prabhupada said, "Stop him, he's talking nonsense." What a powerful person is. He talked, the total world was talking. They have gone to moon. Prabhupada said, "They have never gone to moon. Sun is nearer, moon is away." Now people are, if you read books written in America, previously 50%, now 60% people know that they have never gone to moon. There are several things like that. People have we have been fooled. But Srila Prabhupada is giving us something which nobody has given. Prabhupada has talked very seriously about the avatars. They say, they are all rascal. Every day there is one avatar going to, once I was in JJ, Devamis Swami was giving class, and one boy got up and said, "Maharaj, you have come here to give a lecture on terrorism, and what you are talking? You are talking terrorism." And Maharaj was talking on the subject. Krishna has got, Parasaraswati says, Krishna has, Vedvyas' father said this, that six quality, if anybody is having in full, he is God. See, the boy said, "But you see, you are talking about Krishna, but I see one God who can make he can make ashes, he can make gulab jamu, he can show some ring, he can show, he can heal the people." Devamis Swami said, "I have just now read out, just now told you that Krishna has, God has got six quality. Have your God has got any of these six quality? Is he most beautiful? He is most powerful? He is most rich? Most famous? Most all the six qualities, renounce and so he said, "No." Then he said, "India terrorism is the topic. India is the most terrorist country in the world." Everybody got shocked. What he's talking? "So you manufacture Bhagavan gods, who haven't got the quality of God, and you export them around the world. This is the way. You are terrorist. Those terrorists have killed 3,003 people only in the empire, in the World Trade Centers. But you are spoiling the life of millions of people around the world. These bogus gurus," he was so powerful. "Krishna is ready and willing to help us. We have seen how Prabhupada was helped by Lord, because he never compromised what he was talking. One professor came to meet Prabhupada, and so Prabhupada ji asked, "So what you are teaching?" He said, "I am teaching Hinduism." Prabhupada said, "What is the meaning of Hinduism?" "I don't know." Prabhupada said, "You are a cheater." There was a commotion there. There was hot discussion. You are teaching Hinduism. You don't know the definition of what is Hinduism. This is the way the world is going on at this time. So whether it's Darwin theories or the scientist, if scientists can make something, because you know, in an essay, in my 6th standard or 5th standard, Wonders of Science, write something. And I was reading one book from where to copy out, because my English was, even though you can understand what type of English I speak. So I just, one day, science will take. Oh God, this is science. Science will take place of God. One day, science will take place of God. Now this is the way. Now, who is teaching us? These people are teaching us science. Science will take. Let them make one egg. If they want to bring life, combination of few chemicals, they see some reactions, oh, one day we will make. Prabhupada said, they are rascals. Life comes only by life, not by chemicals. This is the way Srila Prabhupada was teaching around the world. So, Prabhupada asked us to
study books, and devotee should not try to defeat other people when you are preaching. Don't try to defeat them. But give them sugar-coated medicine. In such a way, otherwise they will not come. They are sick. If somebody is ordinarily sick, he will come to the doctor. But these people not come to temple also, so you have to go there. They are asadhya. And you don't give them, but never compromise. Give them sugar-coated, give them book, give them prasad, invite them some program like that. One day they will become devotee. Prabhupada, you should not change yourself to the requirement of the society. But you, according to time, place and circumstances, you just give the medicine which they can take. Somebody said in 10 years time, one politician said recently, within 10 years time this ISKCON movement will capture the government places. Don't think that government people are all fools. This gyan, this knowledge will reach to them. This will reach to the scientist. And one day this Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam will be accepted by the all scientific circle. You will see in America vegetarianism so vastly going on. Before 30 years when I have gone there, were very difficult to get restaurants or anywhere to eat anything. For me actually that was not a problem, except few places, because I was all the time going to temples. And this karma and reincarnation is being accepted in America. It's going very deep. What we should do? What we should do to please Prabhupada? Follow regulative principles sincerely. No meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex, no intoxication. These are the basic things. This is the foundation. Always eat prasad. Sometimes we eat rubbish, garbage when we travel, or sometimes we made progress going 10 steps, we are again back on 11 steps. We don't make progress. We go to marriages, those people who are cooking, they are smoking cigarette, going to bathroom, they don't clean their hands. Many of the places. And we are eating that type of food. Eat prasad. Chant your 16 round very sincerely. Keep up some time for chanting only. No disturbance, I will chant in the afternoon whenever then my mala is in my hand all the time. Actually, I cannot be a good preacher. If a preacher should apply first whatever he is preaching, why Prabhupada was successful? Whatever we are preaching, first he was applying in his own life. If you want to be successful, a preacher, first we have to apply in our own life. Prabhupada, struggle without proper food and even water proper. He was so much in difficulty. So our duty is, if we want Srila Prabhupada, that this, his desire, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prophecy, you have seen it. Why Christianity is spread over throughout the world? Because Christ was crucified. See, until unless Prabhupada was so much tortured everywhere. In America also he was tortured. He was tortured in India.
but he was very firm, and that's the way Sir Krishna helped him. So at the last, I will only request one. I don't know, time is over. If I had permission, I can give one example. Shravan Prabhu, 5 minutes. Okay. Prabhupada was genius. Now, he has unique quality. Every human being has got some unique quality. But 90% of the people wasting their time. How we waste, everybody is wasting. Because that is not connected with the purpose of life. That is wastage of time. Srameva kevalam. 30% we waste on the 30% of time, 30% we waste on to do certain things in which we are not competent. Just like I am not competent in computer. 30% time we waste. I give an example, mine only. Driving. Yesterday from Mira Road I came here. By driving, going, coming is too much. And 30% time, it's a very heavy course given in America. The person charged $3,000 for this course. He said 30% time we waste on things in which we are excellent. I may be excellent in my legal work. I can get the things done. But how much time I have to waste going to court and this and that? But if I can get that thing done by some people by remote control without wasting my time and see that our work is done. So 90% time of my time going in these three things. Only I have got 10% time which I am using for service or preaching. If I can delegate the power and give to the other person for which one has to be sufficient, means have sufficient money, so he can have a driver or he can, you see, he can employ a secretary and then, you know, even the professional work which he is doing, he can get it done without, you know, wasting time, because 90% or 99% time is wasted in the courts. Nothing happens in courts. It's a wastage of time. So if we can delegate our power to other people and we utilize that time, Srila Prabhupada, you know, he was unique. These are his unique qualities. And when person is unique, then he can utilize his 100% time for preaching. And then one becomes genius. This human life is meant for that purpose. Human life is not meant for economic development. Hare Krishna. Gantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki.